And then, yeah, getting back to Chicagoland, too. Chicagoland used to be one of my favorite tracks. You know, I think it's one that will be a great racetrack for the next-gen car. I mean, we'll produce some really good racing. So I get excited about every race. But, yeah, those, you know, I'm looking forward to the most.
720 WGN High atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line what I would contend to be the most dynamic, most exciting personality in motorsports today. He is the owner of High Limit Racing. He is an Indy 500 contender, and of course, most importantly, and now two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion. He's the driver of the number 5 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, the absolute one and only Kyle Larson. Kyle, welcome to WGN.
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
You're doing great. Well, everyone else is excited about it. Like, obviously, you got to remain, you know, even keel. For the last one, your first championship, I was there. I was on site, and it was one of those things where, I don't know, as confident as you are probably even thinking, okay, is it going to happen? Am I going to do it? Now it's a foregone conclusion. Talk a little bit about winning the second one. At what point did you know? And then this is a common question. You know, was it expected? Was it sweeter, or will nothing compare to the first?
No, I mean, I would say I didn't expect it, you know, the way our race was going to win the championship. But, you know, I did keep belief in my team that we could, you know, if we stayed in it and stayed close enough to the front, we'd have a good shot. And, you know, if a late caution or something came out, that's exactly what happened. And we were able to call the right strategy and get a shocking, you know, win. So, yeah, I would say my second one, because it was such a different sort of season and, you know, how the race was kind of playing out, you know, just how surprising it all ultimately ended up being. That makes it just as sweet, I feel like, which is great because, you know, I think your first one is always going to top everyone. But, man, when I really think about it, it's like it's very equal. So I'm proud of it.
Yeah, and it's exciting, too, because it does add to, I think, the legacy. You and I talked a little bit about it. You said, obviously, it's premature to think about, well, where your standing is in history. But this is all part of those building blocks. And in any time in racing, of course, you know this, someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. Listeners have texted in that dynamic with Denny and the thought process, you know, just your thoughts on that, you know, where it's, I don't know that it's not bittersweet at all. Obviously you're excited to win, but just that thought process of how it affects everyone else.
Yeah, no, it's been a little bit, you know, of an awkward feeling after winning a championship. Like I'm just as happy and as excited as I was my first time, but never, I feel like in my career, have I ever been like, also sad for the guy who lost. But this time, I don't know, I'm a little bit sad for, you know, Denny, because he had the race, you know, locked up in championship one, and, you know, the caution came out and it changed it all. And I just know how hard he has worked, how close he has, you know, come so many times, and, you know, none closer than this last one. So, like, I feel for him, and I feel for what he must be going through. And, yeah, that's just, it's a odd thing to feel that way about a competitor, but yep. He's also a friend too, which maybe is why I feel that way.
You know, think about this, undeniably one of the faces of the sport, but it's crazy to say it, but NASCAR, Kyle, it doesn't define you because you have this great presence, obviously with the series and the dirt track side, and expanded out to being relevant and exciting on the IndyCar side with the 500. I got to think that this sort of puts to rest any of those questions of the dirt track side. Is it good for Kyle? Certainly he wants to. So from a personal fulfillment standpoint, you enjoy it. It's going to be happy. But for any of those people that said, hey, it's a distraction, it takes away, I mean, I think that argument has been settled, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. In my mind, I feel like it was settled back in 2021. But yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, fans are always going to have their opinions, which is fine. But yeah, no, I try not to pay too much attention to it and just focus on myself and my process and what I believe, you know, makes me the best race car driver I can be. And that's, yeah, racing outside of NASCAR and challenging myself in different disciplines. But yeah, I mean, when it comes around playoff time, you know, I don't do any other racing, and it's a nice time for me to just get solely focused on NASCAR.
We talk about just the importance. Obviously it's great to have talent. You have more, as much or more than anybody, but you got to have that great team behind you. You got to have the equipment. Talk a little bit about that. How, you know, all of those, whether it's Mr. H and Hendrick that supported you, that believed in you, and then all those sponsors, just how validating that is, right? Even for them, right? To just have it end this way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you love winning for yourself, but more importantly, you know, getting to win for everyone, it feels good. And, you know, getting to celebrate with, with Mr. Hendrick is awesome. You know, he doesn't get to go to many of the races anymore. And then also having everybody from HendrickCars.com out there was special. And I know they had a great time and were just as shocked and happy as I was. And then, yeah, then my team, you know, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports, you know, they work so hard all year long, you know, no real downtime or breaks for them ever. So, yeah, to win and to reward them with a 15th championship is definitely something that you're always proud of.
The sport, I think, is in a good place. And NASCAR has been working to kind of create things, events, just experiences to kind of broaden the horizons, bring in more fans, whether it's new locations, whether it's like Chicago, whether it's next year with the Navy base at Coronado. You'll be back at Chicagoland Speedway. I know a lot of fans local here are excited about that. Anytime you can see Kyle Larson, that is appointment TV as well. But kind of talk about it. Like for next year, are there things that are coming on that, hey, you haven't done before or haven't done in a while that you're excited about for next year?
Well, yeah, I'm definitely excited about a lot of things you just mentioned, especially the San Diego race there on the Naval base. That's going to be probably, in my opinion, I would think the coolest NASCAR event ever. So really excited about that and how it leads into Sonoma, you know, Napa Valley the next week. I plan on hopefully, you know, driving along the coast all the way there will be great. And then, yeah, getting back to Chicagoland too. Chicagoland used to be one of my favorite tracks and, you know, I think it's one that will be a great racetrack for the next-gen car and will produce some really good racing. So, but yeah, I mean, it's I get excited about every race, but yeah, those are just a couple that, you know, I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, the fans share that enthusiasm. There are so many people that are looking forward to having more of the traditional NASCAR experience out there camping and tailgating and for days out there at a place very familiar and super popular with drivers, including yourself, Chicagoland Speedway. It has been preserved. It's like a time capsule out there. They just have to mow the lawn. I think it's going to be ready to go. As people are excited, of course, as we let you go, how are you going to celebrate this? I'm sure a lot of beverages are going to be shotgunned by the entire family, your wife and everybody involved. And then the time off. And of course, in racing, and we talk about it, it is the most demanding schedule out there because you do it because you love it. You'll race as many times as you can. But over the course of maybe now through the holidays, you know, listeners want to know, what are you going to do to either celebrate and then kind of relax and chill with the family?
Well, we've done plenty of celebrating from now till, you know, when the checkered flag flew. So
yeah,
I'm pretty celebrated out. I'll be honest. I'm ready to get to relaxing. So I'll head to, I'll meet the family there. They got to Mexico, Cabo yesterday. So I'll meet them there when I'm done with all my media and yeah, get relaxed and get, I'm sure we'll have some other, you know, sort of celebrations in the off season, but you know, just get relaxed and get ready for next year and trying to do it again.
Just add to the whole thing, all the excitement, the legacy, everything about it. And of course, a bunch more wins and trophies for the trophy case. You know, Kyle Larson is going to be doing that. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Just again, an additional congratulations from you and all your fans here. Just excited for your success and excited to just see what happens. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate it as well.